Taittiriya Upanishad. Introduction. The Taittiriya Upanishad is a collection of instructions to Vedic students, including the importance of Vedic recitation. There are prayers, advice on morals and ethics, pronunciation and practice. And there is also philosophical and cosmological content. There are three chapters. Taittiriya Upanishad. Chapter 1. Hari Om. May Mitra be propitious to us, and Varuna, Aryaman also, Indra, Brihaspati, and the wide-striding Vishnu. Adoration to Brahman, adoration to thee, O Vayu, air. Thou indeed art the visible Brahman. I shall proclaim thee alone as the visible Brahman. I shall proclaim the right. I shall proclaim the true. May it protect me. May it protect the teacher. Yes, may it protect me and may it protect the teacher. Om. Peace, peace, peace. Om. Let us explain Shiksha, the doctrine of pronunciation, that is, letter, accent, measure, stress in the formation of letters, modulation and combination of letters. This is the lesson on Shiksha. May glory come to both of us, teacher and pupil, together. May Vedic light belong to both of us. Now let us expound the sacred teaching of combination under five heads with regard to the worlds, the luminaries, knowledge, progeny, and self, body. People call these the great combinations. First, with regard to the worlds. The earth is the prior element, heaven the latter, space their union. That union takes place through air. So much with regard to the worlds. Next, with regard to the heavenly lights. Fire is the prior element, the sun the latter, water their union. That union takes place through lightning. So much with regard to the luminaries. Next, with regard to knowledge. The teacher is the prior element, the pupil the latter, knowledge their union. That union takes place through the recitation of the Veda. So much with regard to knowledge. Next, with regard to progeny. The mother is the prior element, the father the latter, progeny their union. That union takes place through procreation. So much with regard to progeny. Next, with regard to the self, body. The lower jaw is the prior element, the upper jaw the latter, speech their union. That union takes place through speech. So much with regard to the self. These are the great combinations. He who knows these combinations, he who knows these unions, as here explained, becomes united with progeny, cattle, Vedic light, knowledge, food, and with the heavenly world. May that which is the most exalted of the Vedic hymns, which assumes all forms, which has risen from the Vedas, from the immortal, may that Indra, the Lord, strengthen me with wisdom. May I, O God, become an upholder of the immortal. May my body be able, my tongue sweet. May I hear fully with my ears. Thou, Om, art the shrine of Brahman, covered by wisdom. Guard what I have learnt. Sri, fortune, brings near and spreads, and provides without delay, clothes, cattle, food and drink at all times. Therefore bring that Sri, fortune, hither to me, with her cattle and wool. Hail, May students of sacred knowledge come to me. May they come from all sides. Hail, Svaha. May they come forth to me. Hail, may they enjoy peace. Hail, may they enjoy peace. Hail. May I be glorious among men. Hail. May I be better than the richest. Hail. May I enter into thee, O treasure, Om. Hail. Thou, O treasure, enter into me. Hail. Thou, O treasure, enter into me. Hail. In thee, consisting of 1,000 branches, in thee, O treasure, I am cleansed. Hail. As water runs downward, as the months go to the year, so, O preserver of the world, may students of sacred knowledge always come to me from all sides. Hail. Thou art the refuge. Enlighten me. Take possession of me. Bhu, Bhuva, Suva. These are the three sacred utterances. Mahachamasa taught a fourth, that is, Maha, which is Brahman, which is the Supreme Self. The others, Devas, are its limbs. Bhu is this world. Bhuva is the sky. Suva is the other world. Bhu is Agni, fire. Bhuva is Vayu, air. Suva is Aditya, sun. Maha is the moon. Footnote. Moon as the guardian of human mind, the controller of senses. End of footnote. All the heavenly lights are increased by the moon. Bhu is the Rig verses. Bhuva is the Saman verses. Suva is the Yajus verses. Maha is Brahman. All the Vedas are made great by the Brahman. Bhu is prana, inbreathing. Bhuva is apana, outbreathing. Suva is vyana, backbreathing. Maha is food. All breathings are increased by food. Thus there are these four times four, the four and four sacred utterances. He who knows these knows the Brahman. All devas bring offerings to him. There is the space within the heart, and in it there is the person, Purusa, consisting of mind, immortal, golden. Between the two palates there hangs the uvula, like a nipple. That is the starting point of the path to Brahma. It ends where the root of the hair divides. There he opens the two sides of the head, and saying Bhu, he enters Agni, the fire. Saying Bhuva, he enters Vayu, air. Saying Suva, he enters Aditya, sun. Saying Maha, he enters Brahman. He there attains sovereignty. He reaches the Lord of the mind. He becomes Lord of speech, Lord of sight, Lord of hearing, Lord of knowledge. Nay, more than this, there is Brahman whose body is space, whose nature is true, rejoicing in the senses, prana, delighting in the mind, perfect in peace and immortal. Meditate thus, O able one. The earth, the sky, heaven, the four main quarters, and the intermediate quarters constitute the five worlds. Fire, air, sun, moon, and the stars constitute the five divinities. Water, herbs, trees, space, and the embodied self constitute the five substances. So much with reference to material world. Bhuta. Now with reference to the body. Upbreathing, downbreathing, backbreathing, outbreathing, and onbreathing constitute the fivefold pranas, the life force. The eye, the ear, mind, speech, and touch constitute the five sense divines. The skin, flesh, muscles, bones, and marrow constitute the five substances. Having dwelt on this fivefold arrangement of the worlds and the body, the seer said, "Whatever exists is fivefold." By means of the inner fivefold set, one unites with the external fivefold material world. Om is Brahman. Om is all this. Om is identity. When the priests are told, "Om, recite," they recite. Uttering Om, they sing Saman hymns. Uttering Om, they recite laudatory hymns. Uttering Om, the officiating priest responds to his work. Uttering Om, the chief priest gives his consent. Uttering Om, the sacrificer permits the performance of the Agnihotra sacrifice. In uttering Om, when one begins to recite Vedas, he shows his sincerity and earnestness for the attainment of Brahman. He verily attains Brahman. What is most necessary to reach the supreme goal? Rightness, footnote, that is, abiding by what is right for the maintenance of cosmic order, end of footnote, and studying and teaching the Veda. Truth, and studying and teaching the Veda. Austerity, and studying and teaching the Veda. Self-control, and studying and teaching the Veda. Tranquility, and studying and teaching the Veda. Kindling the sacrificial fire, and studying and teaching the Veda. Performance of the Agnihotra sacrifice, and studying and teaching the Veda. Hospitality to guests, and studying and teaching the Veda. Humanity, and studying and teaching the Veda. Having offspring, and studying and teaching the Veda. Marriage, and studying and teaching the Veda. Marrying the children, and studying and teaching the Veda. Satyavachas Rahitara thinks that truth alone is necessary. Taponitya Paurasisti thinks that austerity alone is necessary. Naka Maudgalya thinks that studying and teaching the Veda alone are necessary, for that is austerity. That is austerity. I am he who shakes the tree, that is the tree of the world, which has to be cut down by knowledge. My glory is like the summit of a mountain. I, whose pure light of knowledge has risen high, am that which is truly immortal, as it resides in the sun. I am wise, immortal, imperishable. These were the words of the seer Trishanku on attainment of knowledge of Veda. After having taught the Veda, the teacher instructs the pupil, "Say what is true, do thy duty, do not neglect the study of the Veda." After having brought to the teacher his proper gift, that is on completing Vedic studies, do not cut off the line of children. Do not swerve from the truth. Do not swerve from duty. Do not neglect what is useful. Do not neglect greatness. Do not neglect the learning and teaching of the Veda. Do not neglect the sacrificial works due to the deities and Manas. Let thy mother be to thee like unto a divine. Let thy father be to thee like unto a divine. Let thy teacher be to thee like unto a divine. Let thy guest be to thee like unto a divine. Actions that are blameless, those should be performed, not others. Good works that have been performed by us, those should be observed by thee, not others. And there surely are some Brahmanas better than us. Comfort them, give them seat. Whatever is given should be given with faith, not without faith. With joy, with modesty, with fear, with kindness. If there should be any doubt in thy mind with regard to any sacred act or with regard to conduct, in that case, conduct thyself as brahmanas who possess good judgment and conduct themselves therein, as long as they are not too severe, but devoted to duty. And with regard to persons who have been accused of wrongdoing, conduct thyself as brahmanas who possess good judgment, conduct themselves therein, as long as they are not too severe, but devoted to duty. This is the command. This is the teaching. This is the true purport of the Veda. This is the direction. Thus should you observe. Thus should this be observed. May Mitra be propitious to us, and Varuna, Aryaman also, Indra, Brihaspati, and the wide-striding Vishnu. Adoration to Brahman, adoration to thee, O Vayu. Thou indeed art the visible Brahman. I proclaimed thee alone as the visible Brahman. I proclaimed the right. I proclaimed the true. It protected me. It protected the teacher. Yes, it protected me. It protected the teacher. Om. Peace, peace, peace.